Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
It's time for Ask an ED Doctor.
Oh, Peter, you're up.
That's not what I heard.
Oh, and by the way,
this shouldn't embarrass you. The size should embarrass you.
ED means erectile dysfunction.
Oh, please don't make me go home and disappoint my wife yet again.
All right, I'm very excited to have a couple of the experts from the Northeast Men's Clinic with us. And this is a really important topic. Dale and Jared are both here. Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
Great. Good morning.
Thanks for being here. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
You're gonna be helping. I think you guys know this, but you're gonna be helping some men and some women out who may be causing problems in relationships. I mean, that's one of the big things that we've spoken about, is that this really affects relationships, right?
Absolutely. We see it every single day. There's not a day that doesn't go by at the clinic where we have 2, 3, 4, 5 guys come in and tell us stories about how this is impacting them at home. It's a big deal.
All right. Well, you can text with your question on the text line, which is 97107. This is a 518 text that I received. This is from a woman. Why does my fiance want to have sex at the worst times? And then when I finally agree, he can't perform. Is there something physical, or is that something mental? What do we think about that?
Well, that could be a little bit of both. I mean, typically male testosterone levels at its highest in the morning. So if that's
it is in the morning. Okay.
As the day goes on, it drops off. So if he's more active in the morning, that may be what she's talking about. If she's more, you know, active at nighttime, his testosterone level could be a little bit lower, and that's why he may not be able to perform.
Okay. Is there oftentimes for guys, can there be a pressure to perform, and can that affect what's going on down there?
We see it all the time and hear it all the time. And again, it's quite often a guy will talk about, hey, I took the little blue pill and nothing happened, or I didn't take anything and she wanted to do something at night. I couldn't perform. So it could be quite an issue at home.
This is a text, 978 text. Will losing weight help ED go away?
Dieting and exercise can help with erectile dysfunction, but it may not make it go away completely.
Okay. And that's why you guys say, come up, see us. You guys go through an extensive test. You test all kinds of stuff, testosterone test. Yes, you what? Yes.
I have a diet question. Are there things that can help you? Are there foods that can help you?
There's no really certain foods that are going to help you lose weight per se, or help with ED.
Okay.
I get aroused when I'm enjoying a very delicious steak or even a fettuccine Alfredo.
Is that a problem?
I don't know. Is that just my own? Is that my own thing?
It may contribute to your dysfunction.
No, it's, all right. It's just uncomfortable when you're doing it with your buddies.
Let's see here. Some of these are written in code, so I have to try to decipher them. I've known that. Let's see here. This is a 617 text. Hold on a second. My marriage is strained because of a lack of sex. Is that something you hear?
All the time.
Every day.
There are a number of reasons, but the biggest is that I have nearly no sex drive, and when we do it, I don't last long at all. Two separate issues that are related but different. My wife puts me down because of them, and I don't know what to do. The wife, now, could the wife help out and not put him down because of it?
I know, it's such a sensitive subject.
What do we think may be going on there?
Yeah, so that sounds like there could be a combination of issues. One, that sounds like there could be something related to low testosterone levels with a decreased sex drive or libido. And two, another common thing that we treat and that we see a lot of is premature ejaculation. And that's something that we could treat as well. And sometimes it's actually tied into low testosterone levels.
Yeah, and speak a little bit about that, because testosterone, that's a big thing now. And people, a lot of guys, whether they're having issues or not with ED or other things, are interested in where their testosterone level is at and kind of a lack of energy and stuff like that. Can you guys talk a little bit about that?
Sure can. Yeah, that's one of the more common things that we hear every day is guys coming in and say, hey, I'm tired. I'm not going to the gym as much as I used to. My workouts aren't like they used to be. I just don't feel like my old self. And so when we hear that, we think it could be low T. And one of the things that we can do is we do lab work right there while the patient's waiting. And we're going to have labs back within 20 minutes. So Jared's going to meet with them, go through a detailed history. We'll have a real good idea in about 20 to 30 minutes if somebody is low testosterone. And if Jared clears them for therapy, well, we can get them going that day.
Here's a 978 text. I'm 51 years old. In my 20s, I could have drinks and then sex, no problem. Today, a few drinks and I can't do it. Why?
As we get older, you know, we have more prevalent health issues, cardiovascular disease, cholesterol, diabetes. All that's going to contribute to erectile dysfunction, and alcohol can definitely make it worse.
And alcohol makes it worse just in the is it a constricting the, of the
blood flow?
The blood flow.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys are listening to Ask an ED Doctor, Ask a Male Plumbing Doctor, as I said earlier. And we got Jared and we got Dale here from the Northeast Men's Clinic. Let's see here. 30-year-old snipped male in good shape and eat good. After the first time, I can get back into the game in a little while, in under an hour. But then the time consistently goes up. Is there a magic bullet to lower the refractory times? I guess is what is it.
You're still not ready yet.
We have to follow guidelines here. But you get the question, right?
Yes, there are medications that different therapies that we have that can help decrease the refractory time.
Okay, and it's not all about the little blue pill, right?
Nope. There's different treatments out there. Sometimes we recommend a combination of therapies. Sometimes it's one therapy, but there's much more out there than the little blue pill.
And that's one of the great things is that when the patients come in, it's not one size fits all. So we're going to sit down with the patient, Jared, and the medical team. They're going to really look at what's your history, what's been going on, and put a game plan together for that patient. It might be one therapy. It might be a combination of therapies. But the key is sit down, talk to us, and we can figure out the best course of action because it's always a different course for different patients.
And also, don't be embarrassed by it. I mean, a large percentage of men have had an issue or have an issue, correct?
Exactly. And again, patients come in all the time and they'll say, boy, I picked up the phone two or three times before I finally dialed your number because I was embarrassed. And we let patients know, hey, when you call us or when you come in to see us, we know why you're calling. We know why you're coming in. Don't be embarrassed. It's a safe environment. Some of the guys in the office have experienced it, so it's part of life.
I think I mentioned it to him, man, before when we were talking about this, about you guys coming on, is your car breaks, what do?
It was a go to the mechanic.
You fix it instantly. You find out who can fix it, pay to get it fixed, get it done so your car works perfectly. Right. I think my penis is a little more important than my car.
Here's a 774 text. My fiance is taking finasteride to prevent hair loss, and he has a hard time completing. Is this because of the extra testosterone? Could it be because of the extra testosterone that he's taking for the hair treatments?
It could be, and finasteride can sometimes affect the prostate as well.
Okay, so is that something that they should come up and see you guys?
Yep, they can come up and talk to us about that as well.
Okay. Let's see. Here's somebody who says, what is the cost of the T-test and how does it work?
So the initial office appointment, you probably heard on this radio station, is $99 for the office visit. You come on in, that's going to include the medical consult. It'll include the testosterone and the PSA test. And from there, if you're medically cleared to do additional therapy, you and the team, you can discuss that with Jared and the team at that point. But $99 gets you in, and at the end of that appointment, you'll have a real good idea how we can help you out.
That's awesome.
508 text. 45-year-old man here. I can get an erection, but in the middle of sex, I seem to lose it, even if I'm turned on. Could that be a lack of blood flow or a mental issue due to the fear of not performing for my wife, or could it be both?
It could be both, absolutely. It can be one or the other. Oftentimes it's both, but the good thing is we can absolutely treat that. That's a common theme that we see at the office is, you know, difficulty maintaining an erection.
And the great thing is that, you know, if you're listening right now, male or female, you can text in, ask your question, and certainly, I'm sure you see. Do couples come together? That's another thing I want to ask you.
Great question. They do, and we always advocate bring your significant other in because they can help make a decision. And when we see a couple come in, we know that they really mean business, and that this is a big issue at home. So feel free, bring your significant other in. We love to see couples.
Let's see here. 47-year-old man who dealt with testicular cancer in my early 20s. I have to phrase these the right way here. When I'm with my wife, certain positions are great, but when I lay on my back, I lose my erection almost immediately. What's going on with this guy?
Yeah, we hear a lot about that too. Certain positions can direct blood flow certain ways. We do have ways that we can treat that as well.
Okay, and ways to treat that as well. Here's somebody who says, could you elaborate just a little bit on what the therapy consists of?
So it all depends on if we're talking about testosterone therapy. We do testosterone replacement therapy. We use testosterone cypionate. It's a weekly therapy. You can do it either at home or come to the clinic to do it. And Jared and the medical team will monitor you very closely every week. Usually guys who are on testosterone replacement therapy, they start feeling the benefits maybe 3-4 weeks in. Usually by 6-8 weeks, guys are feeling the full effects. But that's testosterone replacement therapy is weekly.
Here's a text asking if there is a little blue pill for women. If there isn't, why isn't there? Do you guys know anything about that?
There has been some research out there that has talked about it. I don't know too much in detail.
Yeah.
At the Northeast Men's Clinic.
Yes, 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 right. Yes, at the Northeast Men's Clinic.
But we do get that question from time to time.
Yeah. All right. Here's somebody who says, serious question. I'm hoping that it is, knowing our audience. 857 text. I'm a truck driver. And I frequently get erections while driving. Ooh. I am not that
speed bump.
I'm not thinking about anything particular. It just happens. What is the cause of that? That's called being a man, right?
Being a man. You may have everything working fine downstairs.
All right. That guy does not need to come for any treatments, we are guessing.
Why does that happen at the most inopportune times? You know, you're at like a family reunion, you're driving your truck, you're in line at the bank, but it can never happen when you want it to, right? You know?
Is that a mental thing?
It may be a mental thing, performance anxiety. When you want it to work, it doesn't work, and when you don't want it to work, it does.
Wow. Yeah. I mean,
that's life.
Remember high school. You always had to put your books in front of your pants.
Right.
Some reason whatsoever during math, you got a boner. Guys.
Here's a question. You guys have a lot of experience with this. This is a 508 text from a woman. My husband is 54 years old, and he is starting to show signs of ED. Is that something I should mention, or should I ignore it? I don't want to put pressure on him.
Great question. I think it's something to probably talk about, because if you're noticing it, he's noticing it. And if you don't talk about it, you're just brushing it under the rug, and it becomes uncomfortable. The patients will come in and they'll talk about that and say, hey, I haven't performed very well, and so now I'm sleeping on the couch, or perhaps I'm ignoring the conversation. And we see if they're sexually active twice a week, it becomes once a week or once a month, because they don't want to fail. So bring it up, talk to them about it.
Here's a text, early 30s male, taking a testosterone booster for the gym. Any risk to when it comes to a long-term side effect, this person says?
It depends on what he's taking. I mean, a lot of these, you know, over-the-counter herbal supplements don't truly have testosterone in it. It's just basically herbal extracts. You know, the 30-year-old male, if you do start testosterone, you want to be careful for long-term side effects of, you know, causing infertility. So that's something that we wanted to, you know, talk about with a medical provider. We can definitely help him out in the clinic.
What is the age that guys should start thinking about the testosterone, or is that really why you go get a test? I mean, is that
we see men in their, you know, as early as their 20s that come in, you know, symptomatic low T, and in fact they do have low testosterone levels. It's not something that's going to come back. It's something that's going to decrease as you get older. But you know, the average age is probably somewhere, you know, in their 40s to 50s that we're seeing low T.
Let's see. Here's a 617 text. What kind of activities can cause or complicate ED issues? I don't know what they mean by that, but
I mean, anything that restricts blood flow really could, you know, affect it. But it's
tidy whiteys, like, I mean,
sure, yeah, tidy whiteys.
Go commando without the without the underwear. Let's see. My boyfriend and I have been together for years and never had an ED issue, but he takes rhino pills from the sex store.
Oh, is that like the deer velvet?
Because he has stage fright. The only issue is that the pill gives him headaches. Is there any way to address that?
Yeah, you know, like I said, these, you know, a lot of these medications just have herbal extracts or vasodilators, so they open up blood flow, which could be contributing to his headaches.
Oh. Okay.
Not sure if it's working or not, but
yeah.
Well, don't torture yourself. Try something else, dude.
Yeah, really. You know?
Call these guys.
52-year-old man here. Everything works fine when I am by myself. However, it doesn't work when I'm with a partner. Well, that's somebody who's in love with themselves. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. What kind of issue is that? Is that mental, physical, or?
That's most likely mental. A lot of performance anxiety there. It's probably been past experiences that are, you know, that are affecting him.
And do you guys deal with that too, the mental part of it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we do. And in that particular case, what's interesting is somebody who can't perform with a partner, but they can perform by themselves, sometimes they just might need a little help. So that's something that we can certainly talk to them about, get them over that hump. They may, in fact, be at the beginning stages of some real erectile dysfunction, but they certainly are suffering from some stage fright, without a doubt. So we can help those guys, and we will ask that question, and we get that issue at least 3 or 4 times per week.
Here's somebody who is on antidepressants, and that hinders their ability to get an erection. Is there something that you guys can do about that?
Yes. I mean, we'd never recommend that anyone stop taking their antidepressants, but that is definitely a known side effect of those medications. There are treatment methods out there that can we can successfully treat patients that are on these medications.
And that's one of the things. There are so many medications out there that are life-saving and that these patients need to be on, including a lot of high blood pressure medications, and the side effects, they cause ED. So you don't have the alternative to just stop taking some life-saving or important medication. If you need to figure out, how do I combat it? What else do I need to add on? That's one of the things that we can consult with patients and help them understand.
You're listening to Ask an ED Doctor, Ask a Male Plumbing Doctor. And Danielle, do you have any questions? Not at the moment.
No, nothing?
Yeah.
No, not right now.
I actually have a question, and now that it's completely legal and we have shops open here in Massachusetts, like you said before, alcohol can affect you. Can cannabis do the same thing?
Yeah, I don't know if there's, you know, a lot of literature into it yet. I have had a handful of patients come in and say it either makes it better or makes it worse. So it's hard to give a definitive answer there.
Okay.
Let's say a guy comes, he gets treatment, and one of the many options you guys offer, he's got a solution. Besides the obvious benefits, what other benefits are there?
So the key benefits are you don't have to worry about it anymore. So I'm telling you, guys that suffer from erectile dysfunction, it causes some great emotional distress for these patients. And just the sheer stress of wondering, am I going to be in a situation where I can be sexually active? And if I am and I don't perform, it's going to be a real, real bad night for me. And that wears on men. I had a patient who told me his marriage ended because of it, and now he's dating. And when he gets to the point where the woman is expecting something to happen sexually, he breaks up with her. Now, how
he breaks up with her?
He does. Now imagine you have to face that every week, every month, and now if you get treated and you don't have to fear that, you can move on with your life. That's a big deal, and that tells you the serious side of this business and how some of these men really suffer in anguish.
And if you guys could give one piece of advice or say one thing to a guy out there who has this issue, what would that be?
Don't be afraid to call. Pick up the phone. You know, if you don't make the call, you're still going to have ED tonight and tomorrow and be wondering, could I do something about it? Worst case scenario, you make the call, you spend 90 minutes with us. If we can't help you, we'll let you know that. But we're able to help the vast majority of patients that walk through that door. So come on up. At the very least, you're gonna make some friends with us, and chances are we'll be able to help you out.
All right, guys.
That's good stuff, man.
I think, it's been really, really interesting. So you can go to northeastmensclinic.com and find out more from these guys. And I thank you for being here as a part of the first ever Ask a ED Doctor. And maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll do it again in another month or so, all right?
Yeah. Great. Thanks for having us.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.